Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya folks, you're listening to Two Men in the Mouse, episode 129 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on December 19th, 2016. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Orlando universe beyond it. My name's Kevin Kessler, and I'm joined as always by my good buddy, Peter Man.
Kevin Kessler.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing.
I'm excited for the show this week.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, should be an interesting topic. Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day, and we want to share that magic with you. So, pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones, and let's experience the magic together. Pete!
Kev.
What's going on, my friend?
Nothing. What's up?
You know, same old. Different day, different dollar, you know. Any other colloquialisms we want to throw out there?
How's Orlando?
Orlando's, warm. It's, you know, perfect. It's not, doesn't have snow on the ground, unlike most of the country.
Yeah, it is brisk up here in New Jersey.
That is what I have heard, and it's actually making me very happy that I am where I am right now. So, folks, before we get started with the show proper, just a little bit of mousekeeping for you. I wanted to just remind everyone and thank everyone who has donated thus far to the You Caring account for Boston Wisenhunt, the son of our friend Mikey Wisenhunt, who is suffering from a third bout of Hodgkin's lymphoma. Folks, if you want to donate to this, please go to youcaring.com/Michael Wisenhunt. I want to give a big thank you to any and all Mousers who have donated to this. As of right now, they've raised $555 of the $1,000 goal. And thank you guys so much for donating. And like I said last week, if you were considering donating to the network or doing something with a Patreon account, please, don't do that. Instead, please take whatever money you were going to give to the network or the show and put it towards this You Caring much more needed. youcaring.com/Michael Wisenhunt. That's WHISENHUNT. Also, you can support this cause by going to tpublic.com/user/magical meltdown and getting any of the shirts that Mikey has up currently right now. The official Two Men in the Mouse shirt. He's got an awesome Uncle Walt shirt up right now. He's got the official Snack Gauntlet Two Men in the Mouse shirt, which looks like an 8-bit video game. Also, the Make Epcot Great Again shirt. And the Jingle Cruise Ugly Christmas sweater, which is my personal favorite. I got to sport that in the parks the other day.
Nice.
So, yep, absolutely. But all of your support is very much appreciated, folks. Thank you so much. Okay, ready to jump into the news?
Yeah, let's do it.
The news this week brought to you, as always, by our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. So we got some worldwide news. Now, this one is good for me. And I guess it probably doesn't even matter to you, but it's good for me.
I'll still listen to it.
Annual pass holders will now have a private entrance into the parks.
Wow.
It's a nice little perk, I gotta say. And listen, that might sound like, oh, well, you know, whatever, what do you save to? Listen, it infuriates me when people can't figure out the magic band. And they're like, well, what do I do? I got to put my finger. Oh, which finger was it? Annual pass holders know what they're doing. They're scanning their band. They're putting their finger down in the biometric. They're in the park. And having a dedicated entrance for only annual pass holders who know what they're doing with it is going to make getting into the park a breeze, especially now that things are more crowded. They're saying this is going to go at least through the end of January. So hopefully it sounds like they're testing it right now. So hopefully it becomes a permanent
thing. I
think
that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great perk. They need more perks for their annual pass holders. I mean, listen, the greatest perk of all is that you can get into Walt Disney World whenever you want. But they don't do they don't really do a lot for their annual pass holders. And this is definitely something that ranks up there.
Yeah, I think that's pretty key.
Yeah, absolutely. They've also revealed magic keepers for the Magic Band version 2. For the pucks?
Yeah, I saw them.
Did you see these? Yeah. So Mickey and Minnie themed lanyard clips and a carabiner clip that you can kind of like snap the puck into. It doesn't come with the puck. You have to buy the puck. I believe you buy it with the magic band.
Right.
But you could pop out the puck and put it into the carabiner clip or the lanyard clip. So that is what the Magic Keepers are. New
What'd
Magic.
You think of those?
I think they're. I mean, listen. If that's the way you want to rock it, that's the way you want to rock it. I think that's pretty cool.
Right, but you're gonna go banned. Right?
I'm gonna obviously go banned. I mean, there's right. no way. Like, I feel like the lanyard or the carabiner clip is just so much like what. Like, what are you gonna have it hooked onto your belt and have to unhook it every time you have to use it? Like, it's so much easier to just have it on your wrist.
Right.
There are new Magic Band designs coming out. There's two coming out for 2017, like with 2017 on them, and a 45th anniversary, it's a small world design, which is limited to a print of 2,500. So you kind of want that now, don't you?
Not really, no.
You've never gotten a different Magic Band, right?
No, I'm pretty happy with like a standard Magic Band. I never really feel the need to get crazy with it.
Right, I get that. I understand that. You got simple taste with that.
What can I say?
No Springs news this week. We do have some resort news. The piano pool over at All Star Music is closed for refurbishment through February the 4th.
Okay.
But while the piano pool is closed, the Calypso pool, which is the main pool of that resort, is still open. I included this because I wanted to talk about the Calypso pool for a second, because that's the one that has the three caballeros.
Okay.
And Panchito's got the guns out and, like, the water spurts out of them. That is That's the first cool. themed Disney pool I ever saw in a catalog.
Really?
Yeah, like, when I first heard, like, you can stay at Walt Disney World. Like, you can stay in a hotel right there. And here's one of the pools. And it was that All-Star Music pool. Right. And I was, like, super jonesed for it. Like, I was like, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen. To the point where when I finally saw it in person this year, when I was staying at All-Star Sports, I kind of, like, walked the All-Star Resorts, and I saw that pool, and I was like, oh, wow, it's that pool. Like, I was very excited.
Oh, I thought
by
you were going to tell me you were crushed.
No, I liked it. Like, I okay. really like it. It's pretty neat.
Now, are the All-Star Resort pools just, like, massively packed?
No, not really at all. I went in a couple of them. I mean, the ones at Sports. Sports has my all-time favorite pool at the All-Stars is the baseball pool.
Okay.
The pool is actually a baseball diamond, and the area around it is made to look like a baseball field, like with an outfield and bleachers and, you know, dugouts. And in the center of the pool is Goofy on the pitcher's mound with a cannon that squirts water that has, like, baseball. He's like the pitcher.
Okay.
I really like that one. And in the All-Star Movies area, they have a Mighty Ducks pool that cannot be missed.
Interesting. I think if I had to stay at, like, a value resort, how could it not be Art of Animation, though?
Right, I get that as well. But as far as the All-Stars go, like, if you have to stay there, it's not the end of the world. The Fantasia pool is also really neat.
Oh, I've seen that one. That does look cool.
I like that one a lot. I like that area, too. Like, I like all the, like, the giant brooms and all that
yeah,
cool stuff.
Yeah, me too.
No water park news this week, but we do have some Magic Kingdom news. Ready for that?
Okay. Yep.
Alcohol is coming to more Magic Kingdom restaurants. They started that out with Be Our Guest serving beer and wine. They will again be serving beer and wine at Tony's Town Square Restaurant, the Jungle Cruise Navigation Company Skipper Canteen, and Liberty Tree Tavern. They will also be adding champagne and sparkling wine at Cinderella's Royal Table. Peter Mandel, how do you feel about this?
This doesn't bother me at all. I know it's kind of like a little bit of a hot topic with people.
Listen, at the end of the day, they're not selling it out of kiosks. Like, they're not, like, you're not going to walk into Fantasyland and be like, hey, here's a Bud Light in Fantasyland. Like, that's not happening.
I got to be honest with you, even if they were, I've never had, and at least I'm sure there are people who have, but I've never had an issue with, you know, inebriated people.
I have.
You know, I have not. So
I had an issue in Epcot last year that I don't think I ever talked about on the show. And I'll keep it as PG as I possibly can.
Okay.
My friend Lexi, my sidekick, her and I were sitting there on a bench near the Japan Pavilion, and an inebriated gentleman staggered up, not right next to us, but like maybe like, you know, like 20 feet away from us.
Okay.
Not even 20 feet, probably 15 feet or so. And he proceeded to urinate all over the place.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Yeah, food and wine can sometimes be a little rough. And I think that's what people are nervous about. And the whole no alcohol in the Magic Kingdom, that was a Walt edict about Disneyland. Like, can you buy alcohol in Disneyland to this day?
I don't think so. I think you can in California Adventure, though.
Okay. Yeah, Walt didn't want alcohol in Magic Kingdom. And I get it. Like, he didn't want drunk people walking around, stumbling around. So. Also, big news coming to the Magic Kingdom Park. Oh, by the way, I'm not against the beer and wine. I think it's fine because, you know, you're keeping it in restaurants. There's also not going to be bars in this restaurant. You just order it at the table. It's not a big deal.
Right, right.
Stitch's Great Escape returns this month, and I am so excited. I'm really? Not actually excited about that. I think it's ridiculous. But they did say it was going back to seasonal operation. It's open from December 17th to January the 2nd.
It's a must-do.
I'm thinking I might have to do it. I think it might go on Kevin's must-do Disney. Do you ever watch Stacey's must-do Disney?
I did, yeah.
Yeah? Do you watch it like every time? Is it like, we get to the resort and we got to put on Stacey's must-do Disney?
I don't go crazy watching it, but I mean, literally, you sometimes you turn TV on, and it's always right on.
Right. It's always like, I feel like it's something you kind of have to have. Like, you don't sit and watch it. I feel like you just have it on in the background while you pack or while you get changed or something like that. It's a far cry from Erin and her friends, but.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, we do what we do. Okay, so Animal Kingdom news. Donald's Happy Holiday Asaurus Dance Party taking place December the 18th through the 31st in Dinoland, USA. They're adding some extra stuff for the holidays. So it's going to be a lot more crowded. So what's one of the things we can add for absolutely no cost? A dance party.
They love their dance parties.
They do love their dance party. But you know who else loves those dance parties? Kids.
Yeah, okay.
Do your kids like the dance party?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But
no, that's not my kids.
I mean, I see a lot of kids that really dig the dance party. And they bring out some rare characters for them, too, which I think is pretty neat. Like, the one that they used to have right in the middle of Hollywood Studios, I saw Sebastian out there. The genie was out there. And people are, like adults are, like, dancing out there to, like, try to get a selfie with them.
That's funny.
Yeah. But, yeah, so the dance parties are, you know, they're not going anywhere anytime soon. I actually went to Magic Kingdom the other day. And I've never done this before. And I always said to myself, if I ever live by Disney, I want to one day go and never leave Main Street. Like, just go and hang out on Main Street for a little bit.
Okay.
And I did that, actually. I brought my iPad and I brought my keyboard. And I wrote some of Rocinante Book 3 while sitting in the middle of the Magic Kingdom.
Huh. Okay.
I went to Casey's. I got a barbecue slaw dog, which, let me tell you about these barbecue slaw dogs now. And like, the chili cheese dog as well. Remember how they were like, you know, they weren't quite like the giant bratwurst kind of like hot dog that.
Right.
But they were like medium. They don't do the medium anymore.
Huh.
You can either get a regular size hot dog with the barbecue slaw on it, or you can get a giant, literally like full blown foot long hot dog that cannot be consumed by one mortal human.
Oh, come on. You could consume that.
I ate half of it, and I brought the other half. The K-tainer made a reappearance.
Oh, nice.
And I brought it home. I actually brought... I had two K-tainers in my backpack.
Why not?
Why not, right? But, you know what? It came in handy once again. Though I will say it was unnecessary because I saw at Casey's they were handing out actual plastic containers for people.
Oh, to-go boxes?
Yeah, they were handing out to-go boxes, which is something they don't usually do at quick-service locations. So I was surprised to see that. Restaurantosaurus is open for breakfast temporarily until 10:30, from park open to 10:30 a.m. daily through the end of the year. One of the major things is you can get your Mickey waffles there with a customizable topping bar, which includes warm maple syrup, whipped butter, walnuts, warm cinnamon apples, warm cherries, warm bananas Foster, warm caramel, warm chocolate sauce, strawberries, whipped cream, sprinkles, chocolate, and chocolate chips.
Mm.
So you can load your waffles up with every single one of those things.
What are you putting on your Mickey waffles?
You know what? Let me take a look here. I think I would put... I'd go with the maple syrup, obviously. And the whipped butter. I'm going warm cherries.
Really?
Yep. Warm caramel, warm chocolate, and whipped cream. And chocolate chips. That's how I take my Mickey waffle.
I'm just going with the little bit of butter and some syrup.
Finally, this week in Disney's Hollywood Studios news, they have made an update to the Star Wars A Galaxy Far, Far Away stage show that takes place right in the main stage area in that central hub outside the Great Movie Ride. They have added scenes from Rogue One and the AWR troopers, the Advanced Weapon Research Troopers. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. I have to... So, that's the news this week. But real quick, Rogue One, what were your thoughts on it? Just because it is a Disney property and, you know, I feel like people expect us to talk about it.
I liked it.
It's a great review. You should write it
out.
Down.
Well, you know, all I do is talk about it all day long here. It's kind
of right,
of
course.
Thing. And I'm stunned at how many people are telling me it's Empire Strikes Back good. It is not.
No, it's not Empire Strikes Back levels of good. I think people were saying that about The Force Awakens. The Force Awakens was very much not Empire Strikes Back levels of good.
I think this is not a movie for kids.
It's very much not a movie for kids. It's downright scary in some places.
I know someone that brought like a six-year-old. And by the way, I don't even mean scary. I mean boring. The first two-thirds of this movie is a lot of chit-chat.
Yeah. You know what? There was a dude, and I went to an 11:45 p.m. showing, and there was still some guy with a four-year-old girl sitting right in front of us, and this girl is talking.
I hope she slept through it.
The first trailer starts, and it's the trailer for The Mummy with Tom Cruise. She freaks out. He has to take her out.
Yeah, this was not a movie for kids.
Nope. This was a Star Wars movie that was made for me and you. It was made, and not me and you specifically, obviously, but I mean, like, people that grew up with Star Wars and are now adults.
Right.
It was, and we're not going to give any spoilers here, folks, so you don't have to skip. But I thought it was very dark. There were so many great homages to the original trilogy and homages to the prequel trilogy as well, which I thought worked really well.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. Good
it
time.
Acknowledged the prequels in a way that I feel like Force Awakens went out of its way to not acknowledge the prequels.
Yeah.
So. All right. Anything else you
want? I didn't feel enough prequel love in this movie.
I mean, there were like full blown cameos from the prequels, though. I think that was. I mean, the thing I loved the most were the. I love Star Wars Rebels. I'm sure Star Wars Rebels is a big deal in your house.
Yeah, we love Rebels.
Yeah, I love Rebels too, and there were so many great Rebels Easter eggs in this movie.
I wish you could have seen them a little bit more.
Yeah, like
I don't understand.
I
why
heard the chopper. I heard
chopper
is in it, but I didn't see.
He's literally on screen for about half of a second. I don't know why we can't have him roll by for, let's say, 2 seconds.
Yeah,
so
I feel
we might actually see him.
Wah, 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 wah. And he's got the little arms on it. I love Chopper.
Chopper's the best.
Yeah, I love Chopper. I don't love the all Chopper episodes that they sometimes do, but
no, they don't always work.
No, not at all. All right, so that is the news for this week. We are going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to hear from our sponsors and the rest of the White Dragon Podcast Network, and we'll be right back with our e-ticket attraction of the week. So stay tuned. More Two Men and the Mouse coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier, makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
You give them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weikert autograph books.
Of course.
Well, Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weikert.
Depends had his name on.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse. If you and your family are taking a trip to the Orlando area this year, your little ones deserve to stroll in style. Lugging a stroller from home can be an annoying and frustrating part of the first leg of your journey. And renting those hard plastic strollers from Disney theme parks can be both costly and uncomfortable for your kids. Well, I'm here to tell you about the solution to your child transport problems, and that's Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is a Disney-featured stroller and crib provider that does exactly what you're looking for at a great price. Not only is it less expensive than renting a stroller from the theme parks themselves, but these are padded luxury models with features like drink holders, canopies, storage baskets, and more. What's more, you keep this stroller with you for your entire trip, whereas park-rented strollers, you got to return them before you leave the park that day. This is going to make those late-night post-fireworks bus stop queues so much easier, and dad's shoulders are going to thank you for it. So, how does it work? You just go to kingdomstrollers.com and make your selection on the stroller or crib that's right for your child. Just let the good folks over there know a great time for delivery and pickup and where you'll be staying. You can pick your stroller or crib up from the luggage stand at your resort and then drop them back off there at the end of your stay. So pack light, leave your stroller at home, and save up to a whopping 50% versus park price stroller rentals when you visit kingdomstrollers.com.
Hi there, this is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic work days to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
Gentlemen, let's close up for Christmas.
There's magic in the air this evening, magic in the air. The world is at her best, you know, when people love and care. The promise of excitement is one the night will keep. After all, there's only one more sleep till Christmas.
Folks, one of the major aspects of Two Men and the Mouse has always been trip planning. And trip planning and trip reports. And it seems like we're always planning trips with Pete, or we're hearing about Pete's trip. Well, since I moved to Orlando, I've kind of been outside the loop on things like that. But a awesome thing is happening next week. My family, my mother, my father, my two brothers are coming here to Orlando after Christmas. And while they're here, during the week at one point, we will be going to the parks for one day. And that got me thinking, I've never really done, because I wasn't here for Christmas last year, so I've never really done that Christmas week before. I know we had Katie Nelson and her cousin on last year to talk a little bit about that and how it works, but I've never planned for a extremely hardcore busy day, and I know, Peter Mandel, you have. So I said to myself, I need to make an itinerary, and I think I'm going to ask Pete for help. And then I said to myself, why don't I ask Pete for help with this on the air so that we can also kind of show our audience exactly what goes into planning for a busy day like this. So that is why this week's e-ticket attraction of the week is planning for a busy, busy day in Walt Disney World. And we're going to be making an itinerary for what my family and I are doing. Now, Pete, I love our listeners, but I am not going to say what day this is for.
Okay.
Just because I love our listeners, and any other day of the year, I'm happy to hang out with them. But, I prefer not on that day, just because
right.
my parents haven't been in Disney since 03, so that's about 13 years at this point. And it's great. Like we all have not been in Disney together since my youngest brother was 8, and he's now going to be turning 22 at the end of the month. So it's exciting. So you ready to help me kind of walk through this? So my dad got park hoppers for them for one day. Now, I am going to start. We're doing two of the four. Two of the four. So can you guess which ones?
I'm going to hope it's Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios.
You got it. No, it's Epcot and Magic Kingdom in that order.
Right.
So, Pete, walk me through what Christmas week is like, because I know you've done it before. So just give us like a brief overview of what it's like to be kind of in that situation and what you need to think about going in.
I think it's real simple. I think you just have to manage expectations.
Okay, in what regard?
It's very crowded.
Well, yeah, obviously it's very crowded.
I mean, you can't assume this isn't like a regular Thursday at the Magic Kingdom. You're not going to hit every single ride you want with like a 20-minute wait. It's just not how it works. Now with your parent, I feel like it's also different. You guys don't have any kids going.
Correct.
So it's kind of cool that it's like an adult day.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you need to know your parents' like ride desires. You know what I mean?
Which I do know, and I do have some fast passes booked, which I will talk to you about in a little bit.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yeah.
You have a meal planned?
No ADRs. We're going to be eating exclusively on quick service.
All right. That's cool.
Because, you know what? They've only got one day in the park. I did not want to take up an hour of that day sitting at a table service restaurant. And we do have an ADR for another time during the week at Raglan Road.
Okay.
So that's gonna be good. We're gonna be going out with it's gonna be me, my parents, my brothers, my cousin and his fiance. We're gonna have a really nice dinner. But
nice.
I wanted to just kind of keep it to counter service for this day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Originally, I had booked. What did I book? I booked Kona Cafe because my dad likes Kona Cafe, and it was to be during the park day. And then I was like, no, you know, we're there all week. Why don't we do something another day and just keep that day for like park stuff?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Kona Cafe, the travel alone makes it not worth it.
Agreed. So,
you're starting at Magic Kingdom, right?
We're starting at Epcot.
Oh, you are?
Yes, because here's my thought process. Okay. I want to have lunch at Epcot, and I want my parents to see Magic Kingdom decorated for Christmas in the light of day and at night.
Okay, I was just going to ask if you're going to get there in time for the sun still being out. But
yes,
okay, yeah,
I want to get to Epcot at 9 o'clock, and I want to be in Magic Kingdom by 2:30 at the latest.
Real quick, what are the park hours on Magic Kingdom that day? Are they open late?
I think so. Let me look it up real quick. My Disney Experience. Okay, My Disney Experience is not happening right now. So we are going to look up Magic Kingdom hours on Google, which is what I usually do. Okay, so on this day, Magic Kingdom opens at 8 a.m. and is open until midnight.
Okay, midnight. So that's pretty good.
Right.
All right, so walk me through what's your early plan going to be for Epcot.
Okay, so Epcot, get there nice and early. Now, my roommate has a connection at Soarin'.
Okay.
So we will be able to have a fast pass to Soarin', thanks
to
that.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Score.
Yep. So right away, I would like to get them on Soarin'. I'm going to try to get my dad on it, but my dad gets motion sickness. And I was like, you got to go on Soarin'. I don't think you'll have a problem on Soarin'. And
yeah, I wouldn't think so.
And he was like, no, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. I'm like, why? He goes, well, because last time I was at Universal, that Back to the Future ride was like the worst thing I've ever done. And I was like, no, this is not that. This is the easiest of easy.
My mother-in-law is, you know, she doesn't go on rides.
Right.
And, you know, somehow at some point over the years, we got her on Soarin', which is now her favorite and maybe only ride she really rides. But she loves it. I mean, the regular rules of motion don't apply to that ride.
Last year, my Nana and Pop, who are 80, went on Soarin'.
Right.
So my dad can suck it up and do it. So I want to go on Soarin'. I want to try to hit Nemo.
Yep, easy.
I get onto Figment.
Also easy.
I don't think Test Track, unless I can get some like fast passes for Epcot, like just general, I don't think Test Track's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say you're not missing anything.
My parents aren't going to do Test Track. It would probably just be me and my brothers anyway, so.
Right.
And honestly, I don't even think I need to touch that whole other side of the park.
Probably not.
I mean, I think I can fill 2 hours just kind of doing.
Although, honestly, you got to do Spaceship Earth. Come on.
Well, I mean, no, Spaceship Earth is in front.
Oh, okay.
So maybe Spaceship Earth, like, right when we get there, then Soarin', then Nemo, then Figment. And then hopefully by then it's nearing 11 o'clock and we can get into World Showcase.
Right.
Then I figure just for the next, you know, from 11 to, I mean, let's say 1:30, I just want to kind of meander World Showcase.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Now, my parents have not been here in a very long time. I would like to do the Holidays Around the World stuff with them. I would also like to get them some really good counter service. What counter service does Peter Mandel recommend here?
That's a tough call.
Right?
That's a tough call. I mean, knowing you, I'm going to say you're going to go fish and chip it.
My dad's probably going to want to fish and chip it. So
it's interesting. I mean, do you guys have to all be at the same place? Is it? Like,
you know what? I think it'd be kind of cool if we got like little things and all shared it, because there's also the Holidays Around the World kiosks going on right now.
Right. It's a tough call, though. You know, I know, like, if it was my mom or, you know, honestly, probably even my wife, she would want like to be able to sit down at least for half an hour.
And my mom's probably going to want to do that.
Right. Right.
But I mean, I know my brother's going to want some beer, like, you know, like it's definitely going to happen. But I'm thinking that I'm thinking maybe like try to talk them into a Croque de Glacier ice cream, and share it with everybody.
Oh yeah.
Cause you know, that's a good time. Possibly like bring them into the bakery over at Norway to try a Trollhorn. You ever had the Trollhorn?
No. Is it good?
Oh, Peter Mandel. The Trollhorn is excellent. It's cheap too. Like, I want to say it's under $5.
Oh, nice.
It's, you know, it's like a puff pastry in the shape of a horn that's filled with cream. Like, you can't really go wrong with it.
You lost me at the filled with cream, but okay.
You don't like cream?
No, I'm not a big filled with person.
It's filled with, like, frosting. It's, you know, like...
Yeah. Mm-mm.
All right.
I'm sure it's good.
Yeah. I mean, I still haven't had the school bread, but my dad won't touch it because it has coconut on it. So, now, on a day like this, on a day like Christmas week, what would your, like, where do you think you, where do you start World Showcase and where do you end? Do you start Canada or do you start Mexico?
Well, it's hard. I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of day I go. I always want to start Mexico. I like going clockwise.
Which is funny because I like to start in Canada and go around to Mexico. Like, I like to finish in Mexico. So, what do you think is going to be, like, the really, like, what do you think will be the really tough things to try to get through?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that Frozen is not on the agenda.
Not, I am not holding any, like, I'm not even thinking about it.
Right, okay.
Now, here's a question. On a day like this where time is of the essence, you have one day, are you doing the American Adventure?
No.
45 minutes?
No.
I don't think so. Especially because I know my dad wants to do Hall of Presidents.
Right, no way. That's not even a consideration.
No, right?
Listen, I'll be honest with you. To me, you have to do Spaceship Earth, and I think you're gonna be shocked at how long the line is.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we get there right at rope drop,
I'm telling you, everyone runs right on that thing.
Well, I mean, because it's the first thing.
Right.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, unless I can finagle some fat, like my roommate being, you know, a muckety muck at Epcot, I'm sometimes able to get like fast passes and stuff.
You know, it's a weird thing because there aren't many, like, none of the other parks have a ride in the front.
Yeah. The only thing
I mean?
The only thing I can compare it to is Universal Studios, in which you walk in and the Minions are right there.
Right. So I mean, it's hard to kind of like go from, we're hanging out all the way back, practically, you know, Test Track, like by Mexico. Oh, it's
right.
Spaceship Earth. I mean, it's all the way in the front.
Right, you got to do it when you.
Well, right.
I mean, you could do it when you leave.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
You save it for when you exit.
I just think, you know, I mean, I guess with the app, you could kind of know what the ride time is and monitor it a little bit.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, to me, that would be a staple of any trip.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so Spaceship Earth, Soarin', Nemo. You think Nemo will have a wait?
If it does, it moves so fast. I mean, think about how, the loading works for that. It even if it did.
But you know what? Even with those attractions that, like, when they load continuously, sometimes those still have a bit of a wait.
Yeah, I've never really truly experienced a wait at Nemo. I mean, I'm sure there are times where it does have one. But, I mean, what are we really talking about? You think it's 20 minutes? I've never seen a 20-minute wait.
Could you wait 20 minutes for Nemo?
You know what? I could if I'd never been on it before.
Okay. Yeah, and you know what? My parents have never done it before. They haven't done it since it was the Living Seas.
You know, for me and you, I think we've done it so many times that it's just kind of cool. But I think riding it for the first time, the neat tech of having the animation be within the water and you know, with the live creatures there, I think it's pretty cool. I think that's a must-do. And, I mean, again, I think we're worst-case scenario, like, having a long wait. I mean, odds are, I think you shouldn't have a problem.
Particularly earlier in the day, I think everyone's kind of running to Soarin' and running to Test Track.
Yep. And Frozen. I mean, you kind of got, you know, it's good because those are the big three, and you kind of have a hookup for Soarin', and the other two aren't necessarily things that have to be done.
Correct.
Not for your group.
That's very true. So, I mean, fish and chips is probably happening, and then maybe some just, like, some kiosks around the world.
You know, if I was you, I would kind of judge whether I'm going clockwise or counterclockwise by time of day, you know, compared to when you want to have lunch. If it's, like, really early and you guys don't really want to have lunch, I mean, I'd start at Mexico.
Why? Because you think we're going to end up with fish and chips?
Well, I think you're going to do fish and chips no matter what. Sounds like your dad might. You know, if you start on that side, I mean, you're going to be having those fish and chips right away.
True. Maybe we will have to start in Mexico. I would like to take them on the Three Caballeros as well. I think that's a cute
ride.
Yeah,
you gotta have to. Absolutely. Yeah.
And never really a long wait for that one either.
Right.
But, I mean, but like, what would your, like, do you have a suggestion as to, like where do you think are going to be the super crowded areas of this park on a day like this?
Huh. I mean, it's so weird. I mean, the park is pretty spacious.
It is.
I don't know if you're going to have any, like, uber crazy days.
I mean, I think, honestly, I think the most crazy is going to be the land, Test Track, and Norway.
Definitely Norway. I mean, that's a given. Yeah. Test Track, I mean, even when it's crazy, it houses a pretty big line. So, I mean, even if it's crazy there, the area is not too congested.
True.
You know, I mean, there's typically, like, long waits sometimes for that. And it doesn't really eat up too much, like, ground outside anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even seen Norway now, so I imagine it's a madhouse over there.
Yeah, probably.
Like, when it gets crazy.
Oh, well, I mean, I've seen it, you know, on normal days, and it's a madhouse.
Right.
It's just,
now, is this day you're going, like, a actual, like...
It's not a holiday.
Okay.
It's post, so it's gonna be post-Christmas, but pre-New Year's.
Okay, so but not like, you know, New Year's Eve, when it's going to be absolutely slammed.
No. Hold on.
Oh, okay. My wife's birthday.
There we go. Pete just got my big secret. So I mean that shouldn't be too bad, right?
No.
Based I mean, on still- like I did fast passes tonight for Magic Kingdom, and based on the number of fast passes that were still available, I can't imagine it's going to be as crazy as everyone keeps telling me it's going to be.
Well, yeah.
Like, everything was available at Magic Kingdom except for Mine Train.
Right.
Which is, like, a normal day at Magic Kingdom. Everything is always available.
Right. Yeah. Well, except for Mine Train. Magic Kingdom also has so many fast passes.
Right.
You know, you're always going to find some stuff.
Okay, so now, do you think it is feasible to do everything I want to do and be out of there by 2 o'clock?
What time is park open?
9, like I think. 9? I think 9 or 8.
Assuming you have like a legit fast pass for Soarin', so you don't have to wait. Although, I mean, that's the one bad thing about that ride. It's like the only fast pass where you still pretty much have to wait half an hour.
But you know what? They've kind of fixed that with the new Soarin'.
Oh, okay, good.
And with the third theater, it's very much different now.
Oh,
like,
nice.
It moves a lot quicker.
I mean, why not? Let's say you wanted to get into World Showcase at 11.
Right.
So you're talking about 2 hours to do a fast pass for Soarin', Figment, Spaceship Earth, and Nemo. I don't see why you can't do it.
I don't see why we can't do it either. I think it's very doable.
Yeah, so do I.
Now,
honestly,
so here's a question. Do we do things like O Canada? Do we do things no, like Circle Vision or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Just so specifically keep World Showcase just for food. Is what
yeah,
you're saying.
Walk around, look in shops.
Okay.
You know, I mean, listen, it's just me. If I'm not doing Circle Vision unless, like, I have, like, time to spare.
Right.
You know?
I do love that O Canada, though.
Now, are your parents going to be like, hey, we want to do O Canada?
I don't think so. My dad is pretty much following my lead all day. Like, he's pretty much just been like, we're going to do whatever you say to do. So.
Okay, good.
And there's no, like, emotional attachment to O Canada, so. I mean, except for me, like I have an emotional attachment to it, but
because your rest of your family legit is not from Canada.
Correct. Yeah. No, this is all like an invention of my mind.
Right.
So, all right. So from there, we're going to Magic Kingdom. Now, you know, my greatest fear here is like, what if there's like a red flag during the day at Magic Kingdom?
Okay.
But I'm an AP, so it takes a lot to keep APs out.
Right.
AP annual pass holder. Like, most of, like, the when they close off the parking lot, because they don't turn you away at the gate. They turn you away at the toll booth.
Okay.
And as long as I'm scanning that annual pass holder magic band, they'll let us in. So I don't think that'll be a problem. I guess, taking the monorail over, I have a fast pass for Haunted Mansion first.
Okay, interesting.
My fast passes are, because I want to make sure we get on Haunted Mansion.
Right. Okay.
I mean, when I was there, just like 2 weeks ago, and Haunted Mansion had a 50-minute wait. So I want to make sure Haunted Mansion happens because I know I want to make sure my family gets on it. They haven't seen like the hitchhiking ghosts and stuff like that. So I have Haunted Mansion, I have Splash, and I have Space.
Huh. Really.
Yeah.
All right.
What would you have gone with?
Like
Pirates or something?
No, I mean, you know, line-wise, you made the right choices. Splash and Space.
That's I like wanted to make sure we can get onto those. Like, my dad had mentioned, like, he's like, oh, you think we'll be able to get on Pirates and on Jungle Cruise? And I'm like, I could wait 30 minutes for Jungle Cruise, you know?
Now, your mom and dad are going to ride Space and Splash?
I think they'll ride Splash. I don't think they will ride Space.
Right.
Space is more like, my dad told me to get Space just so that my brothers and I can do it together.
Right.
Because we did it together when we were kids. So. I mean, let me ask you a question about Space. You don't really go on it, do you?
No. I mean, I've been on it, but.
Because I was going to say, do you prefer the right or left?
Oh, I don't even remember. It's been a while.
I prefer, honestly, it takes longer to get on, but I prefer the left.
Why?
It's just it's an easier ride, and I feel like it's a little bit longer, and it's just, I just find it to be more thrilling and more dynamic.
Okay.
Of an experience, of a track.
Does it feel faster?
It does feel faster a little bit.
I will say that the Matterhorn has two significantly different sides.
Yeah.
And if you ever have to go, the left is hands down, like the right is almost in slow motion.
Really?
Like Ethan was like, we've got to keep riding left. And I'm like, we should at least try. You don't get to choose, by the way. They send you which way to go.
I'm sure you can ask.
I'm sure you could.
Doesn't mean you'll get it, but.
We rode it five times. We did left four and right once. And that one time I was like, oh no, he's totally right. This is just slow.
This is the worst.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess that all makes sense. Okay. So getting there first thing. Walking down Main Street, I want to photo pass everything on this
day. Oh, heck yeah. You got your family there.
My family has not been there in 13 years, and I have Memory Maker, so I am getting everything I can get.
Yeah, you have to.
So, I mean, I'm sure my mom's going to want to stop. Like, I mean, so now here's the thing. Do I allow them to stop in shops, or is time kind of the essence here?
I think in that case, you need to make a very just simple pitch that, like, you know, we're going to have time for shops and stuff.
Right.
So, like, let's get into, like, the park a little bit.
Okay.
You know? I mean, they have to understand that, like, you're starting at Magic Kingdom, you know, 7 hours later than everyone else. So.
Right. And therein, I feel like, lies the weakness of my plan. Do you think this is going to come back to bite me?
I like your reasoning for doing it. So, no. I mean, if it was me and I was pulling off the same plan, I would not be fact. I would not believe that I could get my parents to stay till midnight.
Oh, I don't think I'm getting them to stay till midnight.
So for me, I would do the reverse and end at Epcot with like a dinner. But that's how, you know, that's me.
Right.
You know, but that's also me with like kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I hold no, I don't think that we're going to stay till midnight. I think that it's going to be kind of, I don't know. I think it's going to be, I'm trying to figure out what I'm trying to say here. I think it'll be kind of like a, maybe an 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock night.
Yeah.
10
right.
o'clock maybe at the latest.
You're with your mom. I've never met your mom, but most moms aren't staying until.
And I think during Christmas week, they actually do the snowfall on Main Street, like without the party.
Yeah, they do.
I think I know they did it last year, so I'm waiting to see like what the Christmas week like entertainment's going to be. Now, the one thing my dad really wants to see is he wants to see Great Moments in History with the Muppets.
Okay.
I mean, and he was also kind of hinting that he might want to go to studios, but I'm like, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, that might be a little much.
And the other thing is, I was like, if you go to studios, there is literally nothing for you to do.
Well, I mean, you know, your rides at studios would be much easier. It's like, there's like five rides, just be prepared.
I feel like I feel like if we were to go to studios, it would be just to go into Muppet Vision.
Yeah, I say you skip that.
Yeah. So he said first he was like, I really want to see the Muppets. And I was like, oh, he wants to go to studios. And then I realized he probably means Great Moments in History because I told him about it.
Right.
Which, I mean, you got to see Great Moments of History. Like, it's cannot miss.
Now, what's the show times for that? I'm assuming it doesn't run the entire length of the park.
It doesn't. It closes, like, it goes until, like, sundown, usually.
Okay. So, you got to make that a priority to hit.
Yeah, like,
I mean, it sounds crazy, but if you're leaving Epcot at 2:30 and getting to Magic Kingdom, you know, any, like, lollygagging, you know, it's going to
Well, the good thing is my Haunted Mansion is 3:45.
Okay. So pretty much right after that.
Right. So I can hit that and then go into Haunted Mansion.
Do they actually post like show times for the Muppets?
They do.
I'd make that a priority to check out.
Yeah. I think that's going to be one of the first things. So we'll probably go down Main Street and then hang a Louie, you know, make a left.
I mean, it's not, you know, think about 3:45 Fast Pass during holiday week. It wouldn't be crazy that you're walking out of the Haunted Mansion at 4:15, 4:25. I mean,
right.
It's not wouldn't be unheard of. So I would really make sure.
Right, and then right after that we have Splash.
Right.
Splash I think is like 4:45, and then Space is like 5:55. So do you think we have time in between those to hit Jungle Cruise and hit Pirates?
I think they're gonna be long waits.
You think so?
Yep.
If you had to choose Jungle Cruise or Pirates.
Well, who's your skipper? You know?
Yeah.
Awesome skipper. I mean, I would take Jungle Cruise. I think it's fun. You know what, though? Jungle Cruise at nighttime, you know from just riding Jungle Cruise at nighttime, not the same experience. Now, I'm not saying it's bad, but
I actually really like it at nighttime.
I do, too, but we're so fluent in it that we can ride it.
Yeah.
But for someone who's not super familiar with it, you're not going to see all the decorations and stuff. I mean, that's almost something that needs to be ridden daylight hours.
I agree. So you know what, maybe we'll be able to squeeze that in between Splash. Like if we hit Splash like right at the time,
right,
like you figure what'll it take, 20 minutes to get through there? That'll go from 4:45 to like almost to about a little after 5 o'clock. We have 55 minutes before the Space Mountain starts, so we can hit Jungle Cruise right there. I mean, we can do Pirates when it's nighttime. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I you'll never be able to squeeze them both in. It's not possible.
No, definitely not. But I'm anticipating like a 30 to 45 minute wait for Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, oh,
but
absolutely.
That queue has so much cool stuff that I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's neat.
Yeah, all right, so now I got to try to get my. I don't think my parents ever had a Dole Whip, so that has to happen.
Oh yeah, you gotta have a Dole Whip.
They gotta have the Dole Whip. My grandmother had it last time she was here and loved it. What are you thinking for food?
I think you have to go to the Skipper Canteen.
No,
right?
I don't think that's going to happen. I'm thinking for dinner, part of me is saying Columbia Harbor House, but I don't know.
Oh, I love Columbia Harbor House.
I don't know. I'm not crazy about their new menu. They did just add back in shrimp macaroni and cheese, but it's not the same as the old seafood mac and cheese.
You know, you might want to think about, too, especially if you're going to eat, like, early, like, lunch maybe at Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is something to be said for eating counter service off hours. I'm not saying 3 o'clock, but, you know, sneaking in at 4:30 is probably going to be a lot different than like sneaking in at 5:30.
Right, that's true.
You know, just throwing it out there. You know?
What do you think about Pecos Bill's with the new menu?
I like Pecos Bill's new menu. I think it looks good.
Yeah, have you tried it yet?
No.
Interesting.
Nobody didn't get there last time.
Huh. I mean, my heart says Sunny Eclipse.
Yeah.
But again, it's, well, I mean, it depends. If, like, my family's going to be like, oh, well, we just want, like, burgers and hot dogs. Okay, well, then, yeah, then we'll go to Cosmic Rays. But
right.
I also kind of want to talk them into the pot roast mac and cheese at Friar's Nook. But the problem at Friar's Nook then becomes the seating there is not ideal, especially for a holiday week.
Right.
The seating is not ideal. And so what I usually do with Friar's Nook is I'll take it and I'll go somewhere else. Like, I'll take it to Cosmic Rays, or I'll take it to, or no, I've never done it to Cosmic. I don't actually think you can take it to Cosmic Rays. I've taken it into Pinocchio Village House before.
All right. It looks like your last Muppet showing is 4:20.
Oh, that's it. We'll make it.
Okay.
What do we got before that?
Well, you're going to Haunted Mansion at 3:45.
3:45. So what?
So you're literally going to walk out of the Haunted Mansion and just go wait in a spot for that.
Oh, there's no Muppets before Haunted Mansion?
I mean, I'm sure there is.
What would be the one before it?
It looks like the one before it's 2:40. Is that possible?
It's possible. I can't see them doing 2 hours between.
Yeah, it looks like a big gap to me, but
yeah,
I don't know. And the one before that's like 1 o'clock, so maybe.
So that's the last of the day is the four something.
Yeah, the 4:20 is the last one of the day.
Interesting. Okay.
It looks like there's an hour and 40 minutes between each one. So.
I mean, if worse came, I think we'll be fine.
Right. I would just do Haunted Mansion.
Do Haunted Mansion real quick.
Or try and get to Magic Kingdom for that 2:40 one.
And I think that's, honestly, I think that's doable.
Yeah, I think it is too. Especially if you know going in, I want to be standing in front of there for this 2:40 show. I think you can totally do it.
What time is Wishes that night? While you've got everything open. Yeah, Wishes and Once Upon a Time, because I have yet to see Once Upon a Time.
The excellent ABC TV show?
No, not that. I've seen that. Is your son still obsessed with that?
Oh my gosh, he loves that show.
Still?
I've never seen anything past season one.
I mean, it's not good anymore. I gave up last season. I was just like, I can't. When they started doing Hades and it wasn't James Woods.
Once Upon a Time is 9:30.
Ooh, that's late.
Holiday Wishes.
Ooh, Holiday Wishes.
Holiday Wishes, 9 o'clock.
Okay, we'll definitely at least be able to stay for Holiday Wishes, hopefully. And then there's a Frozen Holiday Wish and stuff like that, but I don't really need to see that. Like, they can just see the castle lit up when it's lit.
What about Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration?
The stage show?
Yeah.
So this is really, like, this is really just very merry, but you don't have to pay extra.
I guess. I mean, I'm just looking at the schedule for that day.
That is interesting. Because the last Very Merry is the 22nd. What time does that take place?
Scrolling.
Keep scrolling.
I totally lost it now. Mickey's Most Merry Celebration, 8:15, 7:15.
So, you know, at this point in the night, the fast passes are all done. Now, one of the main things that I kind of thought would be a staple of the day to kind of fill time is the things that you never have to wait for. I'm talking Hall of Presidents.
Right.
I'm talking PhilharMagic, which my family's never seen.
I wouldn't do either of them early on in the day.
No, that's like more of like a later in the day once the fast passes are done kind of thing. Like, right. I think my dad's going to want to do Carousel of Progress, like no doubt in my mind. So I think that's like a once space is over with, then it's TTA Carousel of Progress.
Yeah, that's a great combo.
Yeah. And then just kind of meander into other shows.
Right, like do Stitches, Great Escape.
You know, you joke, but I kind of want to do it one more time. I want to talk it up and be like, this is the greatest ride of all time. You have no idea.
Just crush your family's trip.
Absolutely. So any other sage wisdom as someone who has been there during these crazy times?
Listen, I feel holidays always about just managing expectations. You're not going to ride everything, you know?
And you know what? I think my family has a pretty healthy outlook on it because my dad was just kind of like, all I want to do is just walk around.
Right. I mean, that would be my other thing is, you know, you and I tend to go a little commando on our trips.
Right.
I think if I were to go with my mom and dad, it would be a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, you'd kind of have to take into, but you know what? There might not be anything wrong with leaving your parents on Main Street for half an hour and going with your brothers to go ride Space Mountain.
That's also true.
Look in shops.
That's also
true. I mean,
we all
have cell phones. You can meet up. You know, it's not crazy.
Yep. And on a day like this, the fuel rod is going to be clutch.
Oh yeah.
By that, folks, I mean the you've heard us talk about it on the show before. They have the fuel rod stations all throughout Magic Kingdom's got like four of them, but all the other parks have one. Disney Springs has two. Disney Springs has the Photo Pass location, which is the former guest services location, and Disney Quest. But Magic Kingdom's got like four of them. There's one in the shop over by where you meet Mickey.
Okay.
Right on Main Street. There's one in the Space Mountain shop. There's one. It's escaping me right now where the other ones are. I feel like there's one in Frontierland. The Space Mountain one is usually the one that I use to swap them out. But you buy the fuel rod once for $30, and you could just swap them out any number of times. It's wonderful. And it's a good charger, too.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, so anything else you... So what would you say for, like, a dessert treat? What are you thinking?
Huh.
Sleepy Hollow, maybe? A little funnel cake action? Little,
yeah,
or
Main Street Bakery. I mean, you can always find something for
Main
everybody.
Street Bakery is a Starbucks.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, you haven't noticed that?
Nah, I don't really go, you know.
It's been a Starbucks for quite a while.
That's a bummer.
It's a huge bummer. But I'm thinking maybe one of those, Sleepy Hollow ice cream sandwiches or something like that.
Funnel cake, you mean.
Or funnel cake, yeah.
Right, yeah.
So, my family does love funnel cake, so.
Right, and funnel cake's shareable. It's not like, you know, everyone's got to eat their own funnel cake.
Right. All right, so, folks, that is Pete's recommendations. Those are my plans. If you think you know better than us and you want to correct anything we've said, then talk to us over on the Facebook discussion group, facebook.com/groups/2menandthemouse. Please join us over there. Join in the discussion. We're always, or I'm at least always chatting up people over there, talking Disney, talking reactions to things, posting news articles. So it's just kind of a way to keep the show going all the time without Pete, because Pete doesn't go on it. The rumor that you are just a voice that I do is actually quite prevalent.
Yeah, one day I'm going to come on there and everyone's going to be like stunned.
Yeah, no, it's going to be huge. Everyone's going to be like, that's just Kevin on a fake name.
That's more believable.
A couple of my friends who listen to the show, I'm supposed to meet up with them when I'm actually going to be back in New Jersey for a weekend in January. So I told them, I was like, listen, I was like, we will, maybe we'll make the pilgrimage to, the Mecca of Two Men and the Mouse, Rogue Comics, and
where it all started,
where it all begins again. So, all right. Anything else you want to get to this week, or you think we're about done?
I'm excited for your Disney day. It sounds really fun.
I'm really excited for it. Obviously, folks, my family will be in town next week, so we're not going to have a show next week, but we will be back after the New Year. So from the bottom of our hearts, have a very Merry Christmas, a very Happy Hanukkah, joyous Kwanzaa, and a Happy New Year. Happy holidays, one and all. And, we really appreciate having you guys with us again for another year of Two Men and the Mouse. We're coming up on our 3-year anniversary in February.
Crazy.
I know,
crazy.
Right? All right. So nothing else? Nothing you want to add? Nothing nothing pressing on your mind?
Covered all the bases.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for Two Men and the Mouse this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. We always love having you guys here. And once again, very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. We will see you guys in 2017. If you want to check out our good friend Peter Mandel, check out his comic book store, Rogue Comics, in Cranford, New Jersey at 105 North Union Avenue. Cranford, New Jersey, 07016. If you're planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, or any Disney resort throughout the known world, check out our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel. He'll plan your Disney or Universal vacation at no additional cost to you. You can always find Dave on Facebook as Magical Travel Dave or email disneydavew@verizon.net. Also, folks, please check out Kingdom Strollers for all your stroller and crib rental needs. They are your one-stop shop for everything stroller and crib when it pertains to getting those modes of transportation or rest delivered right to your Disney resort. And for me, Rocinante is out. The new version has been released. It is available now in both ebook and paperback formats. I'm also currently doing signed paperbacks. If you're interested in that, please shoot me a message over at facebook.com/KevinJKessler author. Also, folks, follow me on Twitter for more book-related news at Kevin J. Kessler. All right, Pete. Well, that does it for this week. Any closing words?
No, I guess we'll see everybody in 2 weeks.
We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Folks, please keep the magic alive every day of your lives. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays and a very Happy New Year. And we will see you next year on Two Men and the Mouse.
Gentlemen, let's close up for Christmas.
There's magic in the air this evening, magic in the air. The world is at her best, you know, when people love and care. The promise of excitement is one the night will keep. After all, there's only one more sleep till Christmas. Got a smile today, the world has got a glow. There's no such thing as strangers when a stranger says hello. And everyone is family, we're having so much fun. After all, there's only one more sleep till Christmas.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Very good, gentlemen. Tis a season to be jolly and joyous. With a burst of pleasure, we feel it arrive. It's a season when the saints can employ us to spread the news about peace and to keep love alive. It's the Penguins' Christmas skating party. Today that's good for everyone.
Yeah.
Yes, faith is in our hearts today. We're shining like the sun. And everyone can feel it. The feeling's running deep. After all, there's only one more sleep till Christmas. After all, there's only one more sleep till Christmas Day.
Hmm.